It's claimed that professional services for small businesses in the UK are so expensive, they're strangling enterprise and forcing startup companies to look overseas. The website freelancer.com says it puts small firms in touch with expertise from around the world in areas including web design, accounting, and legal services. And in a moment, we'll hear from their chief executive. But first, the owner of a retail website for gardeners, James Wigby, used the service. So how much did he save?
It was roughly half the price to outsource it online, really, when you compare it to standard recruitment. And for a small business like us, it just made sense to do it that way.
But how could you trust what you were getting?
We could screen the applicants first time round, and their review system is similar to eBay in some ways. You can pick the best people with the best reviews and find exactly what you're looking for.
And in actual real money, how much do you think you saved doing this?
We've probably saved around about £1,000 in total. We're quite a small business, so we don't have large budgets, but it's really meant that we can find these specialist skills without having to pay through the nose for it.
And you're a small business, as you've said, but what about the feeling of taking the bread from the mouths of other small businesses that might have been able to provide those services in the UK?
I think in our case, we wouldn't have actually been able to afford the going rate. For a small business like us as a startup, it was a case really that if we were going to be paying large overheads, then it would have killed the business before it started. We were trying to find the best skills. They don't necessarily have to be offshore though, because I'd say to any job seekers in the UK that post yourself on websites like Freelancer, figure out the best skills that you have to offer. And it's a new recruitment channel really. Don't just try and find jobs through standard channels. You can also look for jobs online.
That was James Wigby, who runs a gardener's website. Well, Matt Barry is the chief executive of freelancer.com. I'm also joined by Michael Cole, who's the legal director of the UK Web Design Association. Matt Barry first, has the cost of these kinds of services in the UK really forced small firms to outsource?
Yes, I mean, the great thing about the United Kingdom is the UK is the global leader in actually jumping online and participating in e-commerce. Something like 8.3% of the GDP here, or over £100 billion per annum, is generated through e-commerce sales. But at the same time, small business is really the backbone of the UK economy. There's 4.5 million small businesses out there, or 99% of businesses by number, or 49% of private sector turnover. But a lot of these small businesses can't afford to go to a local agency and pay, £5,000, £10,000, etc., to go online. So they're kind of really missing out on this e-commerce boom, which is happening right now.
But they can walk next door and talk to the bloke in the office as opposed to speaking to somebody in Czechoslovakia, who they will never meet. How can that work?
Well, the internet now is very rich, and it's high speed and so forth. And really, with things like voice over IP and email now, and video conferencing and so forth, it's really just like speaking to someone across the other side of the room.
Well, Michael Coyle is from the Web Designers Association. It means your guys are just too expensive. Nobody can afford them.
Hi there. Good afternoon. I mean, there are web designers who are expensive, who are, in the region of £85 to £100. But on average, the average web designer with the UK Web Design Association would be in the region of anywhere from £15 to £40 an hour. And, it's like anything. If you're shopping around, you need to have a relationship with the person who's going to be spending quite a considerable amount of time, and you're going to be spending quite a considerable amount of money on this project. I mean, a web project is arguably one of the most important assets of any business now. So there are people who are doing it in the UK, and I stress it's in the UK. I mean, the UK Web Design Association has over 10,000 members, and it ranges from the, a company which is based in Islington to a small one-man band who'd be a freelancer also.
But is there also a point where, oh, well, if he's charging 50 quid an hour, that means I can charge 50 quid an hour because that's clearly the market rate. And so that allows companies like Matt Barry's to come in and undercut them by going elsewhere.
Well, yes, arguably. I mean, it's the case of overheads, isn't it? I mean, if you're employing a team of web artists who are going to be designing code, then there's going to be significant overheads. Whereby if you are a one-man band, then your overheads are considerably less and the costs are reduced accordingly. But, the concern I have really is if it's a one-man band based in India or Pakistan or any of these countries that's being sourced out to, copyright is the code that goes behind these websites. It's complicated, and you are spending a lot of money, and you need to take care as to who exactly is carrying out the work.
So there's a risk, Matt Barry, for users of this site, because if they're making overseas payments to people they don't know, they don't have much control.
Actually, they've got a lot more control than going locally. And the reason why is a few reasons. One is that we have a reputation system, as mentioned before, just like eBay. So the more you get paid as a freelancer and the better work you do, the higher you appear in the list. And what that means is the top freelancers on our site have gone from being one-man bands to now making close to $1 million a year because their reputation is so high. And if they get a bad mark against their name, they'll go down a ranking or potentially drop off the rankings altogether.
Which means they just put their prices up?
Well, they won't be able to function on the site because the reputation system won't list them highly on the site. The second thing is that we run an escrow service. So one of the great things that is compared to going locally is that if you hire a web designer on the other side of the world, you don't pay them any money up front. You put some money into an escrow account. The freelancer knows the money is there, so they can start work, but they can't access the funds until the job is done and they've hit certain milestones that you're happy with. And that's different from a lot of the time when you go locally. The web designer won't start work until they want some money up front, and then they show a few designs, and if you're not happy with them, you tend to get a little bit stuck because they'll potentially ask for more money.
So, well, Matt Barry, is there a risk that a service like yours is actually pulling the bread from the mouths of the local businesses in the UK, small businesses themselves?
No, actually what we're doing is we're providing a productivity solution to really drive small businesses in places like the UK into the future. I mean, yes, by going offshore to get a website built, maybe a couple of £100 goes offshore. But the flip side is that those small businesses now increase their sales because they have a website. They increase their productivity and so forth. And the net benefit of doing that is orders of magnitude greater than the small amount of money going offshore to help getting online.
Michael Coyle, there's clearly a fairly well-constructed system here. This could actually be an advantage to you, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that there is some advantages of I mean, I do like the escrow and the idea that your funds are secure, and it's something that certainly UKWD would consider to actually bring into place. But the UK is such an exciting web design forum, and it's such an exciting place for web designers to be creative. And it seems a fundamental shame that people are considering going offshore when the talent, the ambition and the drive is in the UK. And it is also affordable. You know, there's tens and tens of thousands of designers in the UK who are all willing and able to carry out simple instructions and to provide a very creative and workable website for at a feeble, affordable fee. It's all here on our doorstep. So I do urge people to use the UK.
Michael Coyle and Matt Barry, thank you both.